the Wayne Ayers Podcast.
The Wayne Ayers Podcast.
Woohoo!
Time to wake your ass up for a blessed day.
Thank you for coming. I have a very special guest. I suck at doing an introduction. Precious. I every time I just mess up an introduction. But thank you for being a guest on the podcast. I think this episode, I don't know what it is, 27, I think. But I appreciate you coming on. We've been having some technical difficulties and everything. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to try to make it. I hate Zoom so much, but how have you been doing and everything?
I'm good, thank you. Just wrapped season two, so I'm back in London now. We were filming in Dublin.
You were born and raised in London, right? You hear me?
Yeah. In East London.
All right, cool. Kind of keep going in and out.
I can hear.
Okay, cool. But how was being from London and everything? I know, like, is it like, I don't even know. How was like being from London?
I love being from London. And I love the hubbub of London life. And it's easy to get everywhere. I'm a Londoner through and through.
What are like five places somebody should visit if they haven't been to London before?
Five?
Yeah.
Shoreditch is like a place in East London where there's loads of bars. There's like loads of bars, good food. Where else? You could do like the touristy. The Big Ben the London Eye, and like the going on the double decker buses and stuff, I guess, if you want to do all of that.
Precious, we need the secret spots like that we normal people wouldn't know about. We need the secret spots. I know you know the secret spots. Spot. Everybody got their secret spots. Like, okay, cool.
Okay, well, there's a place called Ridley Road Market Bar in Dorston, and it's literally the best bar ever. They do like really cheap ginger mojitos. That's like my favorite spot in London. Cool. That's I'd recommend there. I don't really have five.
You don't have five spots? You don't be going out much?
No. I do, but I go to like the same places. Like I go to like the cinema, I go to the theater.
Places I know that are gonna treat me like I'm gonna get the service that I like. I don't have to worry about not worrying about anything else. Da 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 da. I feel it. So I heard you. I know. I feel it. You know, I have those same. I go to the same restaurant all the time. And I know because they're gonna give me the same exact food that I like. So
yeah.
Yeah, people make fun of me for it, but it's all good. It's all good. I heard you started acting in 2019. Or that's when you first started doing acting? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I graduated in 2018, and then I started acting at the end of that year. I started getting professional work at the end of that year. So, yeah, that's when I started.
So how was when you first got your like first role, like, oh, this is actually like real, like how was that moment like?
It was really exciting because it was the first time I was being paid to do my hobby. Like, this acting to me is fun, and it's like it didn't seem real, or it didn't seem possible for it to be a career. And so when I booked my first job, I was like, oh my gosh, I can actually make money from this. This is wild. So yeah, it was really exciting.
Okay, I just heard you say it was like a hobby at first. What were you doing before you were acting? Like, were you into? I heard you were into poetry. I don't know if that's true. It might have been like a rumor online, but I don't know.
No, I'm not a poet, but well, I write poems, but I don't think they're good. what else was I was into like fashion. I'm very much into fashion.
Oh, no.
I was gonna go down the fashion route. Like, you know, The Devil Wears Prada, the film, The Devil Wears Prada. Have you watched?
Yeah, that's classic.
That I wanted that to be my life.
Okay.
Like, I remember watching that film and I was like, I want to work for Miranda Priestly. Like, I want this life. But then I didn't end up studying textiles in school. I ended up doing drama instead. And that's when I decided that drama is what I wanted to pursue.
Do you think you ever go back to like fashion, try to like start your own clothing line and everything?
Oh, like, yeah. I feel like if I was going to start a clothing line, I'd probably make like tracksuits. So wait, okay. What do they call it in the States?
Sweatsuit, tracksuit.
I'd make a tracksuit line because that's what I live in. I love them.
Who are like some of your biggest fashion inspirations?
Okay, obviously Rihanna.
I love Rihanna.
Obviously Rihanna. I love YSL.
Okay.
I like Prada. And I like, is it Mugler? I think it's Mugler or Mugler. Mugler.
Yeah, I don't think I heard that. So if you could like collaborate with anybody like in the fashion world, who would it be?
Oh.
Like they say, hey, we want you to start your own collection. Like, who would it be?
Oh, probably YSL.
Dope.
Yeah, because it's like sleek, chic. Or Dior, actually. That's another one.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So you would be just interested in like making like tracksuits and like kind of like sportswear stuff, or
No, not for them. I'd probably do things that are more similar to my style that I'd wear on like carpets and stuff. I really like structured clothing. You know, like Tessa Thompson?
Yeah.
Her style is, I love it.
That's dope. Would you do shoes?
Would I do shoes? Yeah, but I'd collab with like a brand. So maybe I'd collab with like Nike, Converse, and New Balance.
New Balance. I like Converse. I think that would be a dope collaboration.
I love.
Hopefully we're speaking this to existence.
So. Yeah. Let's manifest this.
Your first role was The Endeavors, right? I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how was that like? Like when you first got on set, you're like, were you like shy or anything, or were you just like, okay, I'm ready, I know everything, I know not everything, but I know my lines, I'm just prepared. Da, 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 da. Like, how were you first like on set?
I was kind of like a deer in headlights. It was very strange because it was the first time I was ever on a set like that. And you realize as an actor, when you're on sets, that it's not really about you. There are so many different things and so many other factors that people are focused on, and you aren't the center of attention. So that was like a shock.
Okay.
Because, you know, the person who's doing the lights, they're focused on lighting. The person who's doing sound, they're focused on sound. The cameraman's focused on getting the shot. So it's just up to you to trust yourself to bring what you've prepared. Do you know what I mean? So it was like, in that sense, Endeavor was a good first job for me because it was the sixth season of that show. Everyone knew each other on that set. It was kind of like a family already on that set. So they were really welcoming when I got there. And because every episode it's different actors, they were just really lovely and knew what I needed.
Was there ever a piece of advice you were given on that set that like really helped you out throughout your career so far?
Yeah. What's a piece of advice that was given? Oh yeah, good piece of advice. Always be kind to the AD.
Why is that?
Because they're the people who are like your right hand. They're like your right hand people. So like they're the people you go to if you need things. They're the people you go to if you have concerns. So yeah, I think you should always be really nice to your ADs, as well as you should be nice to everyone, because also like, you know, like you're going on screen and people can make you look
crazy,
you know, crazy. They can make you look crazy. So best to keep them on side, you know?
Yeah. Did you went on to do The Strangers next, or was there something in between that?
I went on to do The Stranger after that.
I was hoping that would get, like, did that ever, why didn't that get renewed? Because I was actually interested into that.
I don't know. It did really well.
Yeah, I don't know. I was so confused by that. I was like, yo, this show's actually really good. And it just,
yeah,
nothing ever happened. I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it was like, I know in the States it did, like, it was definitely top five for like a couple of weeks. So I was like,
yeah,
I don't know. I never understood that. You think there would be possibility coming back for Strangers?
I don't think so, but I know that they're making another, like the writer is known for making, he writes loads of books that are similar to that. And I think Netflix are bringing out another one called like Stay Close or something, which is similar vibes.
Then you went on to do the fate of Wink Saga, which is like crazy. I love that show. I'm mad that it's only 6 episodes for the first season. I feel like is it gonna be more episodes for the second season, or can you not even tell me that? I don't want to get you in trouble at all.
Don't even tell me that.
But did you guys like, kind of Netflix usually does like 8 episodes. Would you rather do like, you rather just keep it at 6, or you rather just, would you want to do 8?
I think I'd want to do 8.
There's a lot of content there.
I think selfishly I'd want to do 8 because I want to explore these characters even more. But I guess, I don't know.
So how was like your reaction, like with all the fans and everything of the, because it's around Netflix's best shows. It's really, I'm actually really excited for season 2 because the way the season 1 ended, I was like, oh snap. So I just want to know. Yeah. So like, how was your like reaction to all the fans' reaction, and everything? I know, like, how was that like? I don't know.
I was really overwhelmed, actually. I know when it came out, it came out a lot this Jan, like January, and we were still in lockdown here. So we couldn't actually go out and like gauge the fans or see the reactions face to face. We were seeing it through social media. And the response was great. Like, I don't think we expected it to be, the response to be as, what's the word? Like, I don't think we expected the fans to be as responsive as they were. Like, our fans are very vocal, which I love. Yeah. Like, Twitter pops off. They know what they want. And they're not afraid to say. And they're not afraid to criticize. And I think, yeah, it creates dialogue, which is great. So I really enjoyed getting to know the fans, and yeah.
What do you think they'll be most excited for season 2, if you can reveal anything?
I think season 2, the writing is, so basically in season 2 we we get to know the characters a lot more.
Okay.
Because in season one, it's obviously you're establishing these characters, but season two, now we get to properly get into the meat of who these characters are, why they're at this school, a bit about their backgrounds and stuff. So I think that's going to be really exciting. And it looks very it looks very cinematic. Like, we got to see a snippet of it. Like, they put together a sizzle reel, so it's like a snippet of the first 3 to 4 episodes, so we got to see some of that, and honestly, it looks amazing.
So what was something that you really were shocked about, or was there anything like from season one that you really wanted your character to do that would happen like in season two? Kind of, yeah, like, so people like, yeah, go ahead.
I think season one, I really wanted to, season one, okay, so season two, Aisha, so I know the fans have been saying that they want her to have like a romance. So yeah, season two.
Okay.
Prepare to see, you know, Aisha kind of stepping out of her comfort zone a little bit, which is exciting.
What are some like similarities do you have with Aisha? Like, you personally?
I think when I was younger, I was probably more similar to Aisha, a bit hard on myself, very hard on myself, actually, and kind of an overachiever. Well, at least I wanted to be an overachiever, but I wasn't. I think now, I don't think we're similar at all. She's very uptight. She's just wound up so, and you just want to be like, relax.
So that's, yeah, like, that's one trait you would like want her to like get rid of.
Yeah, I'd love her to just relax. She's not a go with the flow type of girl.
So you just mentioned you were like that when you're younger. Like, how did you get out of that? I feel like most of us, like when we're younger, we want to accomplish everything. We have like the craziest goals. Like, hey, I want a big house. I want to be I want to have $50 million a big account by like 20, which is like crazy. But like, how did you even get out of that?
It took a long time to get out of that. I think it's still there, but it's not as crazy as it was. Like, the pressure. I think I've decided that I just need to live my life in the present.
That's dope. So are you like one of those people that just enjoy every moment? Like, even if it's like bad or even good, like, I just, okay, I learned from it, I'm just going to keep moving on.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely in a space where it's like, it's nice to think about the future and stuff, which I do, but it's also, I just have to sometimes check myself and be like, no, but where you're at now, like, that's amazing, and you should be proud of yourself for being where you are right now, because you want to look back and remember this feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Which we all, like, we tend to take for granted because the world is moving so fast. Everything is so fast.
No, that's good. How did you, like, what were you, like, like, how did you get through the pandemic? I know everybody was going crazy. Like, after the first month, I was like, all right, I'm done with all this. Like, but how did you get through it? Like, were you working on extra stuff? Do you, like, write, like, or were you be interested, like, writing scripts or anything? Or what were you doing during the pandemic?
Okay, so we had 3 lockdowns here. So the first lockdown was great. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Being like, I started like working out, which I just never do, but I was doing it. I started like, I was like cooking, which I also didn't really have time to do. But I was doing it. I was just, and I bought myself a keyboard, like an electric keyboard, and I started teaching myself how to play. So I was doing stuff like that in the first lockdown, right? And then we got let out for a little bit in London. Like, you were allowed to like go out and like go for walks and stuff, which was great. So then I started neglecting the things that I'd been doing in lockdown number one. So then lockdown number two came, and I was like, right. I was like, right. This is a lot harder. This is a lot harder. We're going to go back to the electric keyboard. Started, you know, trying to play that again. Did some chefing up again. The working out, not so much. Left that behind me. And then we were let out again. And the second time we were let out, I thought that was it. Like, we weren't going to go back into a lockdown again. Because we were being let out slowly but surely in like a tiered kind of system. Then before Christmas, we were locked down again. And that's when I was done. That's when I was done. I didn't do anything.
Oh, so were you guys were shooting during pandemic, of course. So was that like you could still go out and do stuff in Ireland?
Oh wait, no, we didn't shoot during the pandemic.
Oh yeah. Oh, so you guys just shot this like recently?
Oh wait, are you talking about season two or season one?
It's season two.
Oh, season two. Yeah, we did. We did shoot.
So were you guys able to leave and stuff? Like, cause I know it's like in a different place.
So Dublin is completely different to London. So like London was all open. Dublin was, when we flew out, we had to quarantine, and shops and stuff weren't open, and you could only eat outside. You could only sit outside for things.
Okay.
And you could, you had to wear masks everywhere.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why you gotta like to eat outside and doesn't it spread through air and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I never got that, but I was like, okay. I mean, I was with it. As long as I could go outside, I was cool with it, but the whole logic didn't make sense to me.
It didn't make sense. But but that was Dublin. That was where they were at. It was very much like you could only eat outside. Clubs were closed. Bars were closed. So we were pretty much all just confined to our apartments. So yeah, we didn't really get to do much until towards the end of the shoot when Dublin started opening up. But by then it was like, well, it's a bit late for that. We're going home now.
So what is like some other things you like to do like before you like say you before you turn 30? Would you be interested in like writing a film or directing a film? Cause I think what would be like your like ideal like first directorial debut?
Oh, I really love period dramas. So things set in like the Victorian times and like Jane Austen, that kind of world. I really love that. I'd love to direct something like that. I think that would be really fun.
Is there like a certain person or a certain like book that you would like go off with? I know you just mentioned Jane Austen, mm-hmm. but is there a certain book of hers that you like, I would love to direct this or bring this to life?
No, only because I like the period that it's set in, but I'd want to make everyone black.
Okay, I respect it, you know. I respect it. So what's like, which period would it be, like, if you can?
So I'd love to do like a subverted Queen Victoria kind of vibe, but the Queen is not white and the Queen's not called Queen Victoria, but like in this in this dystopian world of set in England or whatever, this Queen is black. She's a black woman.
Okay, that's dope. That's dope. I hope I see you soon. Have you been writing and stuff? I know like actors are now becoming writers. They always have been, but like I see it as being more like highlighted. Oh, you should learn how to write, you should learn how to direct, you should learn how to produce. Like, is that how that's how you feel like you're going to be going down the line?
Yeah, definitely. I think I love writing. It's like an outlet for me. And like one of my main like inspirations is Issa Rae.
Okay.
And so when I was in secondary school, I used to watch the Awkward Black Girl series on YouTube. I used to watch that religiously. I was obsessed. I was like, wow, okay, so it's this easy to create a show and just put it on YouTube. Like, this is amazing. So she's always inspired me. And so when she like created Insecure, I was like, wow. So from that, came that. And now she's just producing and creating work and like creating opportunities for up and coming actors, which I think is just, and writers and directors. And I think that's amazing. And that's what that's my long-term goal. That's what I want to do.
No, it's crazy because she did that like under a decade. That's kind of like, you know, some people spend like 30 years like trying to do that and they still, I was like, yo, she really killed it.
She did.
How do you feel about so far about the Insecure last season? Oh, and the last episode was really good. You watched the last episode?
I've not watched it. Only because I like to binge it.
Smart. I've been doing that too.
I want it to be like an experience. Oh, yeah, so I'm just gonna binge more.
I did that for Game of Thrones last season and I was highly disappointed.
Yeah, okay. It was very disappointing.
After the second episode, I was like, I wish I would just stop. I felt bad because it was just like all these years is this great, and then they just said
all these years we invested. Do you know how many years we invested?
It's like a whole decade. It was like a whole decade.
We invested time into that show, and it ended like that. I couldn't believe it.
I was like, man, that was really disappointing. Oh, you said, can we hear one of your poems? I know you said you don't like them, but do you have like a poem on site?
No, I don't have a poem.
You don't have a poem. You say you made poems. You say you don't like them, but
I heard making poems. It's like I make poems for like. They're just really bad. No, I don't. I can't share them.
You can't share one.
No.
You know, you probably got. So you like poetry, right? Since you make your poem, who is it? Yeah. Who are some of your favorite poets?
I love Benjamin Zephaniah. I love Maya Angelou.
Of course.
Who else? Maybe Langston Hughes.
Okay. You read any Toni Morrison?
Oh yeah, and Toni Morrison.
Okay, that's good. That's a good list. You have a short film, Kobe, right? It's coming out soon, 2022. I don't know.
Oh no, it came out
right now.
Yeah.
Okay. How was like shooting that? Or when did you even shoot that?
Amazing. It was here. I shot it in London. I shot it before I flew out for season two. And yeah, it was amazing. It was such a great filming experience. The director, Rashida, she's super talented. She's a writer and director, and she wrote and directed it. She's super talented. And it's just really nice to be on set with Black people for once, because I'm so used to being in predominantly white spaces. It was just it was so nice. So I really enjoyed that project.
Was there anything that you took from that set that you're like, okay, I'm gonna take for the rest of my career?
Yeah, so I want to get into producing. I think from that set, I definitely just want Black people everywhere.
That's good.
No, I want to see them behind the camera. I want to see them holding the sound. I want to see them doing lights. I want to see us everywhere.
That's amazing. What's something that people don't know about you?
What's something that people don't know about me? Ooh. That I'm quite shy.
For real? You seem like you just be, I feel like, oh, I didn't even know that. It seems like you're just outgoing.
No, I'm quite shy. I'm very shy.
So
I'm quiet.
So has like a fan ever walked up to you like, yo, da, 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 were you like shy or?
Yeah, but yeah, they have. And I've been like, oh, hi, thank you.
Oh, no, it's totally understandable. But that's not bad though. That's not bad. What is, do you have any like hidden talents or anything, like hidden tricks or whatever? Like, who knows? I remember I interviewed somebody, they're like, yo, I'm a magician. I was like, for real? And then they showed me like some tricks and stuff like that. Do you have any secret hidden talents?
I can juggle.
For real?
I suck. I'm not even joking. I can juggle three. If I had three balls, I could juggle them. Because in drama school, we did clown. There was a show that we did where I had to play a clown. Like, we had to play clowns. And so they brought in a clowning instructor and he taught us all how to juggle. No, so now it's my party trick.
Would you ever do a play, like those live action plays?
Yeah.
Not live action. Yeah. Would you ever do one of those?
Yeah, I love theater. I'd love to do theater. I trained in drama school. You train mostly for theater. So yeah, I'd love to do more of that.
Is there a certain play like you would love to like be a part of?
Okay, I think Shakespeare wise, I'd love to do Macbeth. But it's so overdone. But I'd love to do it anyway. And then in terms of like contemporary plays, I'm really into new writing. There's a play that I saw recently called White Noise. It was incredible. It was set in America in present day, and it was about a black guy who'd just been assaulted by the police, and he asks his white best friend to buy him.
What?
Yeah, he's like, I want you to own me for 40 days. If you own me, no, like, I want you to be my master.
And then
he brings out a contract. He brings out a contract and he tells the guy to sign.
Huh, why did they do that for? I heard it. I went from police to owning. How did that even go? What?
Because he was, I think it was because he was so traumatized by this interaction with the police that he was like, if you own me as a white man, if you can own me, maybe I'll be protected. Maybe they won't ask me on, they won't stop me on the street anymore.
So
because I'm owned by you, my best mate. It was so crazy, but the writing was incredible.
So how did it end?
The best pieces of theater I've ever seen.
How did it end?
It ends with, so the friend, his best friend had wit already when they introduced the best friend, he already had like weird microaggressions anyway. The way he like spoke to black people, the way he spoke about like people of color in general was very odd. So when he signed the papers, you gradually see him turn into the person that we always thought he was, which is a racist. He became that person. So he started treating the guy who he owned terribly. Took him to like a meeting where it's like a, what's it called? You know the KKK, yeah?
Yeah.
He took him there to those kind of people. And then they all started making like bets on how much they thought the black guy was worth.
What the fuck?
But that was supposed to be his best friend.
Yeah, that's like the
honestly,
most...
the writing is insane. I'm not even doing it just.
That's really, really good. Positive? That's interesting. Can you hear me? What is going
on? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. I don't know what just happened.
Hello?
But yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, cool. That's just interesting as well. Who do you know who wrote the thing? That's awkward as hell.
Who wrote the thing? Hold on. White Noise Bridge Theatre. Who? Susan Laurie Parks wrote it.
That's interesting. I got to do that's. Yeah, I wasn't expecting to hear something like that today. I definitely would not expect me to say that.
Who are some people that you would love to like work with in the future?
Oh, I love this question. Who would I love to work with? Mahershala Ali.
Oh, he's amazing.
I'm going to work with that man. I know it. I've manifested it. It's happening. I'm working with that guy. Regina King.
Okay, you're on a roll here. I like this.
Regina King. Definitely Issa Rae.
These are solid.
Oscar Isaac.
Okay, I like him too. I like everybody you mentioned, honestly, you just put everybody. I like everybody that you just mentioned. Like, if you put them all in the movie, I think it would be a dope movie. Can she? Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
can you hear me? Yeah, no, yeah. I think they would all be like that. Would be like, I don't even know what the script would be about, but I would just go watch it because I know their performances. Yeah, same. Like that's a dope. If you had to create a movie, what would like with those people? What would it be about?
I had to create a movie with those people.
It would have to have some twists in there.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be a Western.
Okay. No, that'd be
interesting. Because I've always wanted to do a Western. It'd probably be a Western. Either a Western or a heist movie.
Oh, actually, a heist movie would be, I think that would be it.
Yeah.
That would be it. No, that would be Nah.
We're a group of thieves and we're trying to rob a bank.
Like a money heist movie type.
Yeah.
That'd be dope. Oh, that would work. Honestly, you might be onto something. And we needed to go to.
Yeah.
This is going to be a tutorial debut.
Yeah.
No, that would be honest. That would be one epic. Yeah, that would be crazy. No, I really would enjoy that with that cast too. That would be interesting. Mm-hmm. Would like Regina be like the leader of the heist?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that would make it. Yeah, that would be cool. I hope somebody listens to that and make this happen. I need you to make this happen. You gotta make it happen. You came up with the idea. You gotta start writing right after this podcast. What are some like advice you have for upcoming actors?
Advice. I'd say watch a lot of film and watch a lot of TV.
Is there something in
like, I think then after that, I'd say go to the theater. What did you say?
Is there something like certain they should like watch in those films that you should be like, okay, this is what you should be looking for when you watch this certain actor, or you know, there's always like secret thing, or not even secret thing, but little things like, hey, you should watch this from here.
No, I think it's really, I think you should watch bad films.
Watch bad films?
Yeah, you should watch bad films because you learn from them as well. I think it's also interesting as well because I remember Daniel Kaluuya was saying in an interview that he really enjoys reading scripts after watching the films. So you can watch a film and then read the script. I think that's something people should do because you learn a lot from them.
That's dope. Well, I appreciate you coming on. We gotta talk when season 2 comes out for Fatal Winks, because that I don't want to get you in trouble or anything. Yes. But once I come out, we gotta do this again.
Definitely. Right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. Zoom.
No worries.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.